Welcome back to Timeless Talks, the podcast where we dive into the minds of historical figures. I'm Miriam.
I'm Diessa.
And I'm Charlize. Today we have a special guest, the man behind one of the most iconic symbols of freedom, Frederick Auguste Bartholdi, the creator of the Statue of Liberty.
Hello everyone, I'm Frederick Auguste Bartholdi, the architect who designed the Statue of Liberty. Yep, that massive lady with the torch. I really feel honored to join you guys on Timeless Talks today. Let's get started, shall we?
Hello Mr. Bartholdi, we are so excited to have you here.
Hello, it's nice to meet the both of you.
Let's dive right in. The Statue of Liberty is such a masterpiece. How long did it actually take to build her?
Well, it took about 9 years to complete. I'd say it took less time than finding a matching pair of socks in the morning.
Wow, 9 years? What was the biggest challenge you had to face in those 9 years?
One of the hardest parts was getting the money and the communication. In France, we had to ask people for money for a statue. In America, it was like a long-distance project where we kept passing messages back and forth.
Wow, sounds really complicated.
Can you please tell us about your role as the architect of the Statue of Liberty?
As the architect of the Statue of Liberty, my primary responsibility was to design and oversee the construction of this iconic monument, ensuring that it met all the necessary requirements and specifications.
Where was your workplace during the construction of the Statue of Liberty?
My workplace was primarily at the construction site of the Statue of Liberty, located on Liberty Island in New York Harbor.
How much did you earn in this role as the architect of such a significant project?
As the architect of the Statue of Liberty, I would have earned a substantial salary, commensurate with my experience and expertise in the field of architecture.
Well, how did you become an architect?
To become an architect, I pursued a professional degree in architecture, such as a Bachelor of Architecture or a Master of Architecture degree, which provided me with the necessary knowledge and skills for this profession.
What are the requirements for someone aspiring to become an architect in terms of hard skills, soft skills, school subjects, personal interests, and talents?
The requirements for this job include hard skills, such as architectural design, engineering principles, and project management, as well as soft skills like creativity, attention to detail, and communication. School subjects that would be beneficial include mathematics, physics, and art. Personal interests and talents that could be advantages include a passion for design, a love of history and culture, and strong problem-solving skills.
Why do you find this job interesting and exciting? What makes it special to you?
The job is interesting and exciting because it allows architects to leave a lasting impact on the world through their designs. The opportunity to create structures that become cultural landmarks, like the Statue of Liberty, is a unique aspect of this profession that I find incredibly fulfilling.
Do you believe being an architect is important for society?
Absolutely. Being an architect is crucial for society, as architects are responsible for designing buildings and structures that not only serve practical purposes, but also contribute to the aesthetic and cultural fabric of a society.
What do you think would happen if the job of architect did not exist?
If the job of an architect did not exist, society would lack the expertise needed to design and construct the buildings and structures that are essential for modern living. Cities would not have the iconic landmarks and structures that define their character and history, ultimately impacting the way we live and interact with our environment.
Can you maybe share a project with us that has taught you an important lesson?
Sure. Building the Statue of Liberty taught me a lot. It showed me how important it is to keep trying and to work with others. The project needed many people with different skills, and we had to help each other to make it happen.
So, Mr. Bartholdi, what do you think the future of architecture looks like?
I believe the future of architecture will combine usefulness and beauty. Buildings will be designed to be practical and also to inspire people with new technology and materials. Structures will become more creative and environmentally friendly, showing what is important to society.
Wow, you sound so professional.
I love your idea. Giving buildings a personality. Do you have any advice for aspiring architects out there?
My advice is to stay passionate about your work and never give up. Every great creation takes time and effort, and don't be afraid to dream big.
Great advice. Thank you so much for joining us today, Monsieur Bartholdi.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure to share my story and experience with everyone.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into Timeless Talks.
The interview with Frederick Auguste Bartholdi, architect of the Statue of Liberty, highlighted the 9-year journey to create the iconic monument with challenges, fundraising, and communication. We hope you enjoyed this trip back in time.